This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, October 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. White House meeting set today on farmers in rural U.S. Wildfires hit North Dakota and Helene damage in Virginia, estimated at $125 million. White House hosting farm groups and ag leaders today. U.S. Department of Agriculture and the White House hosting selected farm groups for meetings today with government officials that to discuss the Biden administration's key ag and rural investments. The Farmers and Ranchers in Action meeting will feature remarks from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, White House Policy Advisor Neera Tanden, and Doug McCaleb of the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative's Chief Ag Negotiator at the White House. Discussions will center on, quote, transformative investments the Biden-Harris administration has made to support family farms and rural communities through the American Rescue Plan Act, Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, and Inflation Reduction Act, according to a USDA spokesperson. Farmers and ranchers are feeling the benefits of the historic investments made by this administration, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue told AgriPulse. Our farmers union members are ready to engage in conversations about how to build upon the success and ensure the sustainable path for the future. LaRue will accompany 12 NFU members to the White House. National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman said he'll center his message on expanding markets for corn growers by making it possible for farmers to, quote, access tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels, completion of a five-year farm bill, and providing year-round access to higher blends of ethanol, he said. Farm Action President Angela Huffman told AgriPulse she plans to commend the Biden administration on, quote, a job well done on agriculture competition issues, including closing the product of the USA meat labeling loophole and issuing a new merger guideline to stem consolidation. She also plans to urge the administration to endorse Senator Warren Price Gouging Prevention Act and clean up the corruption of the USDA's checkoff programs. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall will, quote, press the White House to recognize the need for a modernized five-year farm bill this year that addresses threats to interstate commerce and the need to move quickly on disaster assistance to farmers ravaged by everything from low prices and high supply costs to wildfires, hurricanes, and flooding. Vilsack also plans to disclose, quote, a series of competition-related announcements to lower food prices during the meeting, that according to a USDA spokesperson. Exclusive attendance. Not all producer groups received an invitation. The National Association of Wheat Growers and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, among others, were not invited to today's event. Wildfires blazed through western, central North Dakota. Wildfires burned through more than 2,500 acres of western and central North Dakota over the weekend, destroying fences and scattering livestock. Fire crews fought 8 separate blazes in the state. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says in a press release yesterday that the fire's impact may top 50,000 acres. Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goering said his department is still working with North Dakota State University and state agriculture groups to determine the damage, including potential livestock deaths. He reported, quote, a lot of fence and wire that's no longer there or down. He also expressed concern about potential smoke-caused pneumonia in surviving animals. Sometimes it's a week or two afterwards when you start losing livestock, and that's simply because of the event that took place previously, Goering said in a press conference. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Early assessments of Helene's Virginia impacts peg damage at $125 million. Hurricane Helene may have done more than $125 million worth of damage to livestock, crops, farm building, equipment, feed, and hay, water cisterns, and other agricultural assets in Virginia, initial estimates from the state's Cooperative Extension Service indicate. 46% of this estimated damage occurred in Grayson County, which saw an estimated $58 million in losses. Wythe, Carroll, Smythe, and Washington counties also saw significant damage. It's catastrophic, Grayson County Extension Agent Kevin Sperlin said in a release. I'm 47 years old, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen. The flooding was unprecedented and caused so much loss. Paraquat ban sought by members of Congress. More than 40 congressional lawmakers are asking EPA to ban paraquat, a herbicide that studies have linked to the development of Parkinson's disease. Numerous studies have found that paraquat causes serious health risk for workers who use the substance, as well as surrounding communities, says a letter sent to EPA Administrator Michael Regan, led by Agriculture Committee member Representative Greg Kazar of Texas. These health risks include a higher risk of Parkinson's disease, with some studies finding a 64% increase in the likelihood of developing Parkinson's, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, thyroid cancer, and other thyroid issues. In an interview, Kazar noted the herbicide has been banned elsewhere, including Brazil and China, and cannot be used in certain areas of the U.S. The letter says dozens of countries prohibit the use of paraquat, including all 27 in the European Union. Kazar said if you can't have paraquat on your golf course, then it's probably not good for you to be working with paraquat on a daily basis as a farm worker. EPA is working to finalize preliminary scientific findings it issued in January. Among them, Parkinson's disease is not an expected health outcome of pesticidal use of paraquat. A number of environmental and farm worker groups, as well as advocates for people with Parkinson's, also signed the letter. All the lawmakers are Democrats. Syngenta's take? Well, the paraquat manufacturer has consistently rejected claims of a causal link between paraquat and Parkinson's disease, quote, because it is not supported by scientific evidence, the company says. This view is endorsed in science-based reviews by regulatory authorities. Wall Street Journal. Oil companies are pushing Trump to keep parts of the Inflation Reduction Act. Some executives of large oil companies are concerned former President Donald Trump may gut the Inflation Reduction Act and are urging his campaign to spare parts of the climate law, that according to the Wall Street Journal. Representatives of ExxonMobil, Phillips 66, and Occidental Petroleum have touted the benefits of the IRA conversations with the Trump campaign and some Republican members of Congress. Specifically, they point to tax credits that have allowed the industry to invest in costly technologies like hydrogen, carbon capture, and renewable fuels, the journal reports. Here's today's final word. We know this is going to be a long haul. We're here to be with all of you for that long journey. That Agriculture Department Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney, on a webinar yesterday for producers impacted by Hurricane Helene. Resources are available at www.usda.gov/farmproduction. Hurricane-Helene. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, October 8th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.